Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. On a night the Eagles land Quinyon Mitchell with a 22nd pick, Joel Embiid goes off for 50 on a bad leg, and we found out Bell's palsy. There's also another big moment that happened here in Philadelphia sports. So we're doing the pre-draft show yesterday. It's about, 7:45, right before the draft is about to start.
Mm-hmm.
And the news breaks that the Eagles and A.J. Brown have agreed to a new deal, 3 years, $96 million with 80 plus guaranteed. Hugh, what did you think? I mean, I wasn't totally surprised because Howard has been kind of hinting at this for a few days.
Been a little bullish about
this. Yesterday morning with the morning show, he said that they've started discussions. Now, I was a little surprised it happened as quickly as it did. Not shocked, though, that they gave him a new deal, and Hugh, they gave him a raise, which that stood out to me because Devontae just got paid, right? So they were kind of on even footing. Not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I love you, we want you to be here, and could you please stop sending out those old stupid-ass subliminal tweets that you've been doing lately?
Can I get $96 million to stop sending out stupid tweets? I will do it.
That's basically what it was. Like, listen, you can say what you want to say about, you know, the speculation about him being traded or whatever. I know it kind of started here, but he had a hand in it as well as far as some of the subliminal tweeting that he was doing, liking of tweets and, you know, changing profile pictures or whatever. Matter of fact, did he change his profile picture back to some of the Eagles? And then wasn't there one time when he scrubbed all Eagles content or whatnot?
That was before the playoff game, right, when he was hurt.
So now we can stop playing those games because they gave you a ton of bread. I'm happy he's here, man. Never wanted him to go. I've always been a fan of his. Even when people were talking about he was the cancer in the locker room, I don't believe that to be the case. And the people that I've talked to don't feel like he is either. So since they gave you all this bread, dog, can we just keep it 100 and stop posting all this subliminal stuff, talking about this, that, and the third, and just play some football and win a Super Bowl?
Well, here's what we know he is. When he's on, you know, his mind is all in football. He's a great player. I mean, like, his career is off to an incredible start, both with the Titans and the Eagles. Let's listen to Howie last night. They snuck an A.J. Brown question in there in the post-draft press conference.
That's the word. You know, we try to be proactive to try to keep this team together. You know, that starts with Jeffrey and his support, like we talked about in our pre-draft press conference, and just talking about the benefits of trying to keep it together as much as we possibly can. And the only way we could possibly do that is by doing deals early. And, you know, we felt like it was an opportunity to do that here. With AJ, obviously we've done a bunch of deals with a bunch of our players, and we want to add to that, and we want to try to keep this team together as much as we possibly can. We couldn't do that without his support and allowing us to do that, and we felt like the earlier we did that would be better for us and him, you know, and him knowing that he was going to be here, and, you know, he's a great player and captain of this team.
Well, he is a great football player. I mean, he's off to one of the great starts in NFL history in terms of receiving yards, in terms of yards per game. I mean, you look at it for his career, A.J. Brown in his career has averaged 77.2 yards per game. I think it's over 80 with the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
So his 77.2 is the 10th highest in the history of the NFL. I mean, most of these guys are more recent as the game has changed. And it's more of a passing league. Still a big number. I mean, A.J. Brown, 77.2 for his career per game. To give you some context on that, Michael Irvin averaged 75 a game. Jerry Rice averaged 75. I'm not saying he's better than these guys. I'm just saying.
No, like, but that, they're just giving him perspective.
Yeah, some perspective. T.O. averaged 72 per game. This guy's at 77 per game. Obviously a great player. And I'm with you. Hopefully this calms down all of the... Because it was weird. I mean, it got weird as soon as the season ended between him and just everything. It was odd.
Yeah, and the passive aggressive, man. I mean, and let's be real. You were being passive aggressive, which is okay. I mean, at times I'm passive aggressive, but it's like, don't act like you don't know what people are talking about when you make posts about Tom Brady and their speculation about the Patriots. So now we ain't got to play these games no more. You're gonna be here. You're part of this team. You don't have to worry about, you know, having that conversation. So let's just play football. Let's go ahead and get this Super Bowl and just keep it moving.
So I got two more thoughts on this. One, Howie always is ahead of everything, right? Like, you know what's going to happen soon. Jamar Chase is going to get paid. Justin Jefferson's going to get paid.
Yeah.
So he got the Devontae contract done before Amon-Ra St. Brown. So they paid Devontae $25 per year. Amon-Ra got $30. He saves $5 million a year by doing it early. And now he gets the A.J. Brown deal done. They gave him $32 per year. If I had to guess, CeeDee Lamb, Jamar Chase, and Justin Jefferson are going to come in at like $35 per year. So He's going to save on this too and keeping the player a year early. It's what Howie Roseman does. Last thought, and then we'll go back to your phone calls and all this. The other thing that hit me is it's cool that we have all these guys signed up for a while, right? They have everyone on this offense basically under contract for a while. It does put pressure, though, on Jalen Hurts to get this thing done in the next couple years. Because as I look forward, I know we say Howie and the cap, and he's a genius. It's eventually they're going to look up and say, man, we're paying the quarterback a lot per year.
No,
Receiver a lot and the lineman a lot. It's not easy to keep a team together for 5 years with this many expensive players. So it's gone Jalen now to win with it before they say, we got too many expensive players and not enough wins.
And listen, that's what I've been saying the whole time, and that's why I've been real bullish on going out and getting another weapon. Because the more weapons we have, the more it's going to fall on Jalen Hurts' shoulders. To get it done. And I think that he can get it done. And I think that there is a couple of Super Bowls in that window with this team being together like it is. And one of those years is this year, Joe. That's why, for me, defense and all the stuff that we talk about of not being prepared or whatever like that, I think at the beginning of the year, that will be valid. But as we progress through the season, this team will get better. They will get more comfortable with some of the schemes that they're running, and they will be a much better football team. And that's why it's not so much Vic Fangio. Well, it is Coach Fangio and his coaching staff, but it's also just being comfortable knowing your assignment week in and week out.
Well, it's also, you know, having a lot of really good players. They added one on defense last night. Your chance to react, Quinyon Mitchell, the Embiid game, and of course now the A.J. Brown contract extension. Black Gritty's up next. Hey, Black Gritty.
You what it do, Joey Bear, Quinn Jet. So first things first, I think in these streets it's kind of hot on you and Jack, Joe. I mean, I don't know. I think the cowgirl Jim called him Fat Gritty. That dude's killing y'all on the internet over this A.J. Brown.
Why is anybody killing us?
There's a whole petition. I've seen like multiple tweets and retweets. I mean, I'm just saying, they go at y'all. You know what I'm saying? Watch yourself. You know what the craziest thing about it is? Yes, he's a diva. But guess what? When Jalen Hurts goes out there and trains with Tom Brady, nobody say nothing. This man changed the picture, and everybody act like Tom Brady's still in the league. He don't even play no more. He retired. So you know what it is? My man got that bread. He's a eagle for life now. You know what I mean? My T.O. ain't going nowhere. My T.O. 2.0 ain't going nowhere. I'm happy about it. Now, the draft pick. ESP don't know nothing. Flip flops, you don't know nothing. Let me tell you something. They got the number one pick in the draft. You know how I know that, Hugh?
How you know?
Because every quarterback was still available. So they got to pick first, right?
Yeah, they did. That's how I look at it.
Wanted.
Yep.
Hey, Fangio's out there. Yeah, he picked who he wanted. This dude's out there hungry. He ain't got no spouses until he got the crap. He got the crap. He did the edge in the Eagles, and he was happy. You know what I'm saying? But he's about that business. He's about that life. And he's built for the mentality of going up against the Joe Gellios and the Jack Fritzes out of media in Philadelphia.
Well, then you know what? He better be if he's going to win here.
Hey, I believe until I see otherwise, you know what I'm saying? Because like I said, they had the first pick. So how we better hit it. Yeah, I mean, ain't nobody know but they know. Now on to the 76ers. 10 for from the Dirty 30 was right. Oh, you reap what you sow. Why are we always too cool for school? I watch Miami Heat. They put on the white T-shirts. These fat people tucking in like a bib. We don't wear none of the shirts. We sold our tickets. And when you go down 0-2, I kind of can't be bad. But y'all better show up on Sunday and show up. Because Joel put up a 50-piece with a frozen face. I don't want to hear nothing. Clap your hands. Philadelphia's on the rise. Bryce Harper's back. That big daddy energy out there doing what it do. I love you guys. I'm in these streets. Watch yourself. Don't tell me how they coming out of New York.
All right, Black Gritty. You love enjoy you the weekend.
City coming.
The streets are coming after me. What, why are people mad? Because of AJ stuff? I don't get it. People are mad at me and Jack because A.J. Brown got an extension. Kyle, can you translate all this? I'm confused. I'm confused with Black Gritty.
I think somehow it got crossed up and convoluted that we all started rumors that A.J. wanted out and that A.J. would be traded, which you know how that happens.
Sure.
So,
it was speculation.
Right.
Of course.
That somebody, you know, that doesn't listen to the show on a regular picked up and ran with.
It's probably also people get confused when I talk about the idea of trading a player for something I think is better that I don't like the player.
Yeah, again.
AJ's a great player, yeah. And I have always liked AJ. I mean, I fought with everyone on the show last year that he's the best Eagles receiver. I said he's going to wind up the best Eagles receiver ever, but yeah, we talked about trading him for whatever, Surtain or the third pick.
I don't know how I can make this any more clear. Like, we're not reporters or journalists.
We're speculating.
Talk radio. We're on talk radio.
We speculate.
Also, I actually think that if I suggest trading a player for something great, it's actually a compliment to the player.
Sure.
Like Juan Soto, Bryce Harper. It's a compliment to Bryce Harper.
And you get Juan Soto. Any player worth a damn has been traded on WIP.
That's how you know you're worth it. So Quinyon Mitchell, you start playing well, trade you too.
If you ain't got haters, you ain't popping. That's what the kids choose to say.
Yeah, the kids say that. All right, let's talk to Fabian. What's up, Fabian?
Hey, how's it going? How's it going, Joe? You?
Hey, Fabian. What's up, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, great pick, Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, the guy's young. He's pretty fast. He's quick. And, you know, you can tell he has high football IQ. And the biggest thing I like is the fact that we didn't have to give nothing up for him.
Well, I'm with you, Fabian.
That excites everybody.
Because yesterday the rumors were they were going to trade up, and that would have meant probably losing one of these 2 second-round picks. They got the player, and they still have both picks.
And just the fact that, like, you guys are mentioning, like, you know, like, when he was coming out of high school struggling with his grades, you know, Toledo was, you know, they stuck with him and he became loyal to them. So imagine, you know, after him seeing all these guys going before him, because he was projected to go at least the top 12. And so imagine all these guys are passing up on him because, oh, you know, well, he goes to a small school, or, you know, he doesn't really play the press coverage, you know what I'm saying? And the Eagles took a chance on him. So, you know, he might go repay that favor and, you know, be loyal to us. So
absolutely, Fabian, I think it's true. And I just like that mentality that it's not just about me, right? It's about the team. It's about the program. It's about, I just think we need more of that. And I'm glad he's here, Fabian. He could be a home run pick if he could play right away.
Yeah, last thing, too, I just with our two picks today, I mean, I would like to see, of course, Edgerrin
Cooper.
Edge Cooper. Him or Trotter, of course. And with the other pick, I like the receiver, Keon Coleman from Florida State.
He's an interesting player. Yeah, there's still some good receivers out there, Fabian. I mean, we appreciate the phone call. You look at the best available, the players that are still out there for mm-hmm. today, and the different positions, there are some. And that's what I was saying yesterday with receiver. Feels like we're in a thing where now every year there's a lot. So Adani Mitchell from Texas, Ladd McConkey from Georgia, Keon Coleman, Florida State.
The receiver.
Jalen Polk, Washington. These are all receivers. Troy Franklin, Oregon. There's still a lot. Roman Wilson, Michigan. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if, I don't know. I mean, in the two rounds tonight, I wouldn't be surprised if we see 7-8 more of these receivers go off the board.
Did you say Adana Mitchell, didn't you?
Yes.
Said that? Yeah,
you know why he slipped? The Mitchell, the kid from Texas?
Yeah.
I saw that he has, I think he's diabetic, and teams were concerned about how that would affect his body.
But then you have some dude that got drafted, 15th pick, who got a neck fusion and all this stuff. It's amazing how certain things will have teams out on them and certain things won't.
Now, how dare he be diabetic?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it was like that. It's just like, how would it affect his body?
On a daily basis.
This is funny to think about. Oh, diabetic, off my board.
Yeah, but your neck being fused and not being had that movement. We good to go on that one. It's crazy, ain't it?
So here's what I saw. Now, this may be unfair. Now, look, if you're worried about how it affects his body, like, that's fair, right? But I read this. I was trying to find the article. So A scout told Bob McGinn. Bob McGinn's been doing like this anonymous scout thing with the NFL draft for years, where he talks to all these scouts and he puts it in a story. That some at Texas felt that he was uncoachable, abrasive, and rude when his blood sugar was low. Like it affected.
I mean, but who doesn't that happen to everybody whose blood sugar?
Of course, but I guess that
isn't that. Didn't the Snickers people make a bunch of commercials about that?
Snickers, yeah,
yeah.
You might, yeah. I mean that. Well, I think that happens to a lot of people.
What did they say? Hangry? You hangry? Hangry?
Hungry?
Hangry?
Yeah, hangry.
Hey, you might need a Snickers because your blood level. Come on, man, stop it. I would probably go in there. If my coach did me like that, somebody has to get slapped across the lips. He gets a little hangry when his blood sugar's low. Seriously?
So are you saying this is a potential steal for the Eagles?
It could be.
And he gets a Snickers thing.
Hey, but it's kind of funny. His blood sugar get low. You know, he gets a little ornery. He gets a little ornery. Seriously?
Yeah, and I guess there's also a worry that he's not managing it well, I guess, because he's having these – outburst. I have no idea. I've never seen that it connected to a prospect.
That like is crazy.
You see all different red flags, right? Like every year there's a different player with a different on the field, off the field.
Your blood sugar's low.
But
so you drop in the draft.
Because we originally saw a lot of first round mocks where he was in, and he's not. He was in there.
That's kind of, yeah. I mean, you know, I know I'm making light of it, but that's a hell of an excuse not to draft somebody, though. Seriously, I mean, all jokes.
Well, it could be a steal then. All right, we got another rumor heading into tonight. And this one's kind of a carryover from last night. According to Jacine Anderson, the Patriots had preliminary discussions with the Niners about Deebo Samuel. Patriots, Niners, Deebo. Now, the Niners took a receiver right at the end of the first round last night. A lot of people think it means one of Deebo or Ayuk is out of there. Are we seeing the 49ers break up a little bit here?
Yeah, we're also going to witness the downfall of Brock Purdy when he runs out of all these weapons that are propped
him
up.
Boy, wait a minute, they got him a receiver, didn't they?
They did in the first round.
They got him a receiver last night.
So they, yeah, but you know what it tells me? They are already preparing that they have to pay Purdy after next season.
Yeah, because they got a youngin'.
I mean, they're not as good if they trade Deebo. Let's just put it that way.
No, and they're not as good when they pay Brock Purdy. So.
Well, yeah, Well, they have a whole year on that. But if they're already trading away Deebo, it means they're preparing for that contract.
Oh, they're preparing for life without either Deebo or Brandon Ayuk.
So, yeah, totally.
That's what it feels like.
They totally are. Let's talk to Greg, who's up next. What's up, Greg?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, Greg? How you doing, man?
I don't get to talk to you often, but I really do enjoy your show.
Appreciate you listening.
So I don't know if you remember who I am, but I'm a big football guy. So I'm a geek and a half. I watch every action game I can.
So you know.
He's the one that watched the action game.
Yeah, you know Quinion. Well, so what do you think?
He's really a stud. He really is, and it was really good to see the clips against him playing against Marvin Harrison. It's good to hear how he dominated the Senior Bowl when he was playing against that top echelon of receivers. But the Maction, one thing they do, man, they throw the ball. They throw the ball, so that guy can cover. So I really like that pick. Now, kind of going with what you guys were just talking about, for me, the next couple needs we have, to me, are offensive line, linebacker, defensive line, safety, and another receiver, a slot receiver. But the beauty is what Howie's done this offseason is we don't have to draft for a need like that. We're really just filling depth here, you know, as far as I see it. And I had a couple things here I wanted to run past you guys and see what you think, because we have two picks tonight, as we know. So do we try to package up one of those second rounders, because we don't have a third rounder? Maybe move down. We might have to sweeten the pot with, we got tons of fourth round, fifth round picks, whatever. And right now we got a boatload of young corners that we might be able to package something together and get a third rounder. What do you guys think?
So I would definitely trade. I looked at a list this morning. They have 11 corners now on this roster.
So you're thinking about potentially trading some away?
Yeah. Now, obviously, Bradbury would be the one I'd want to trade away. I'm not sure if there's any value for him.
I wouldn't want to get rid of none of the young Thundercats, because I think it's going to be a situation where you got a lot of competition for playing time at those positions, and you're going to need at least three, maybe four good corners.
Yeah, but like Joe said, Hugh, we honestly have 9, 10, 11 corners.
I think the consensus is we still don't know who is who. Because I like Keely Ringo. But a lot of people here don't. Like, you know what I mean? So it's kind of hard. Eli Ricks played pretty decent last year. We got Isaiah Rogers. So I would rather see, like, I hear what you're saying, but if I'm trading anybody, I would want that to be closer to the season if it looks like, you know, guys aren't going to stick or whatever.
And
because I
want to
see what I got.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Now, Ringo, believe it or not, Ringo was my guy last year. That's who I wanted. I think he fell to us, and I see Ringo and I see Quinion as our two outside corners of the future. Period. End of story. Those two guys are untouchable. Anybody else? Talk to me. So that's where I'm going with that, guys. Hey, man, like I said, I enjoy the show, and you guys have a great weekend, and go Birds.
Appreciate it, Craig. Good phone call there. All right, let me throw it at you then. So he brought up an idea. Let's connect a name to an idea. Okay, so we have two second-round picks tonight. Hugh, no third-round pick. Let me look up the draft order tonight. Let me just give you a little example so you can
Kick it around a little bit.
Yeah, you tell me if you would do this. All right, so tonight's round two. Eagles have the 50th and the 53rd pick, which equates to the 18th pick in round two and the 21st pick. They have no third-round pick, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say tonight, after the second round is done, the third round is up, right? Third round on the clock. The Carolina Panthers are the 65th pick. Let's say with the second pick in the third round, 66 overall, our old buddy Jonathan Gannon calls and says, you know what? I want to win next year. We want to try to make the playoffs. We'll send you the second pick in the third round tonight for Darius Slay. Do you make the deal?
You know how I feel about Darius Slay.
So you're making the deal?
Yeah, I make that deal. I mean, and it's, again, and I have to say this because I don't want – no disrespect to Darius Slay. I think he can still play. But I strongly feel, and I have to say this every time that I say this, I strongly feel like the way that they're going to want to play defense, he's not going to fit into what they're trying to do.
Yeah, the reason I bring it up, I still think he has some tread left.
No,
he
still can play. He can still play. But Darius Slay can still play.
They drafted Mitchell in the first round. We think he's going to get on the field.
Yeah.
If they believe in Kelee Ringo the way you believe in Kelee Ringo,
he's probably going to play.
And there's also Isaiah Rodgers, who was just cleared. Like, they have 11 corners on the roster right now. Our last caller, his point about trading one of them at some point could make sense. And they don't have a third round pick tonight. They have two twos. They don't have a third round pick tonight. Where'd the third round pick go? Was that the Kenny Pickett deal? I think Kenny Pickett is where the third round pick went. I think that's why they don't have a third round pick tonight. Like the 98th pick for Kenny Pickett, or they swapped, right? They took the Steelers fourth and they gave them their third. I think it was something like that is why they don't have a third round.
Yeah, number 98 went.
Yeah, 98, the Steelers have it. That was the Eagles. Ziggy is up next. Hey, Ziggy. Ziggy, hey, you there, Joe. Buddy?
Yeah, Joe.
What's up?
Listen, yeah, I can't believe it. I'm kind of stunned. When Kyle picked up the phone, I was screaming my head off because, Joe, guess what, Joe? We got the best athlete coming out of the draft. We got the number one guy. I know they're talking about their quarterback for New England and how he's the best guy. No, we got the best cornerback. We got the best player coming out of the draft this year, Joe. We did it.
And Ziggy, they didn't have to trade up. They got the guy that they consider the best corner, and they didn't have to give up an extra pick. That's my favorite part of it.
Well, it was beautiful. He just fell to us. So now we can still get a linebacker, offensive lineman, and we don't have to do anything. Maybe we'll juggle something tonight. I don't know. But guess what? It doesn't matter. We are so stacked right now, dude. I can't wait.
Well, it only took two decades for them to draft a corner in the first round. So hopefully it's forever
right
here.
No, this kid is everything about Philadelphia. He's got that. He's a Philly guy, I'm telling you. Just the fact his loyalty alone, pushing the money away just to be loyal, yeah. You couldn't ask for a better draft choice.
Ziggy, that's the thing that hit me. I mean, obviously he could play and he's fast and he could cover and all these attributes. But I was struck by that because you don't see that anymore, Ziggy. Everyone's all about themselves and their next stop, and he was loyal to that program.
And guess what, Joe? One other thing. That fancy, fast kid that Kansas City drafted, guess who's going to be covering him in the Super Bowl, Joe? Guess who?
Quinion Mitchell. Yep.
Yes, sir. And guess who's going to have a hard time making receptions that day, Joe.
Worthy. Xavier Worthy.
I'm telling you, baby. I'm telling you. Worthy will be unworthy on the Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, I like that one.
Year.
You're a headline writer, Ziggy. Good phone call. So, we appreciate it. How about Andy Reid getting that kid Xavier Worthy? I think he got DeSean Jackson 2.0. That's how fast he is.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good pick by them.
I just hit up one of their coaches and told them they got a pretty good kid, and his mama was fine. So, you know.
Yeah, well, you got to throw the bomb.
I told my frat brother that.
So, yeah. Man, I was thinking about last night. So not only did the Chiefs get Xavier Worthy, the Bills traded out of that pick to give Xavier Worthy to the Chiefs.
Yeah, and they need some receivers.
Imagine being Josh Allen watching the draft. Like, wait a second.
Wait, what you doing?
You didn't take the receiver from me. You traded it to Mahomes, making it harder for me to beat him anyway? Like, what are we doing here? 215-592-9494. All right, coming up next, we'll find out whether I or Hugh had the better mock draft. Also get my big board for tonight as we enter day two of the NFL draft. Your phone calls, and we may have a special guest for you. Maybe a surprise coming up next. Your phone calls, lot to discuss. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. The NBA playoffs, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is giving all customers two chances to bring home a win with the no sweat same game parlay every weekend of the playoffs. Just place a same game parlay in any playoff matchup. You'll get bonus bets back if you don't win. Bet on everything from rebounds to assists to three pointers and more. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO and shoot your shot in America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. FanDuel, official sports betting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.